I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The second round of the Texas voting bill fight kicked off this weekend as Republicans worked to rapidly push through new restrictions in overnight hearings. Just a few days into the 30-day special legislative session, a Texas House committee voted early Sunday morning to advance a revived GOP-backed bill that would bring back many of the proposals that failed to pass in the spring. A panel of Senate lawmakers followed suit later in the day. The votes from the Republican majority committees put the bills on path to be voted on by the full chamber this week. The legislation filed in each chamber is similar to the GOP voting bill from the regular legislative session that prompted Democrats to walk out and break quorum in late May. The action effectively killed the bill, prompting Governor Greg Abbott to call the special session that began last Thursday. In Senate Bill 1 and House Bill 3, Republicans have dulled some of the edges of the legislation, dropping controversial provisions to restrict Sunday voting hours and to make it easier for judges to overturn elections. But the bill's authors are still moving to ban drive-through and 24-hour voting options, enhance access for partisan poll watchers, and prohibit local election officials from proactively sending applications to request mail-in ballots. Both bills also include language to further restrict the state's voting-by-mail rules, including new ID requirements for absentee voters. Nearly 300 people signed up to testify on the legislation in hearings that began Saturday and stretched into the early Sunday morning hours. Many went home before they were called up to speak before lawmakers. In the House, the vast majority of Texans who registered a position on the bill were in opposition, according to the committee's registration figures. Democrats, civil rights groups, and voting rights advocates echoed each of their concerns that the legislation would harm access to voting, particularly for marginalized voters, while Republicans pitched their voting bills as part of an effort to bolster the security of Texas elections. Texas lawmakers have also moved on a GOP priority bill that would make it harder for some people who have been arrested but not convicted to bond out of jail without putting up cash. Legislators in the House and Senate filed matching bills to change state bail practices, echoing legislation that failed to pass in the regular session. On Saturday, committees in both chambers approved the bills and sent them to the full chambers. The bail legislation would change how and if people can be released from jail before their criminal cases are resolved, while they're still legally presumed innocent. The bill would ban the release of those accused of violent crimes, unless they had enough cash, as well as restrict charitable groups' ability to pay to get people out of jail. During the hearings, the Republican bail authors, crime victims, and their supporters argued new bail laws are needed to keep dangerous people behind bars before their trials. Bill supporters have also fought against the increase in courts releasing defendants on personal bonds, which don't require them to have cash to get out of jail. In Texas, almost everyone who is arrested has a constitutional right to be released on bail. The current exceptions are capital murder defendants or people accused of certain repeat felonies or bail violations. Former State Representative Matt Rinaldi of Irving is the next chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. On Sunday, the State Republican Executive Committee elected Rinaldi to replace Alan West, who announced his resignation last month after 10 months on the job and is now challenging Governor Greg Abbott. Rinaldi was one of the most conservative members of the House during his time there. He lost re-election in 2018, with his North Texas seat flipping to Democrat Julie Johnson. West's controversial tenure loomed large in the race. As chairman, he didn't shy from conflict with the state's Republican leaders, and speculation ran rampant for months that he was positioning himself to challenge Abbott. Speculation he confirmed when he announced his campaign a week ago. Rinaldi will finish West's term, which goes until the state party's biennial convention next summer. Rinaldi said in his nomination speech that if elected, he would run for a full term as chairman at the convention. Don't forget to join us for the 2021 Texas Tribune Festival, taking place online and in Austin from September 20th through the 25th. Buy tickets today to see speakers like Kara Swisher, contributing opinion writer at the New York Times and editor-at-large at Recode; Andy Roddick, retired world number one tennis player and founder and chair of the Andy Roddick Foundation; U.S. Representative Sylvia Garcia; and many others. Find details and more information at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Lone Star College. Lone Star College now offers bachelor's degrees in nursing, cybersecurity, and energy and manufacturing that are affordable and close to home. Find out more at lonestar.edu.